One of the most difficult areas of privacy versus protection is when they're away from you. They're not even in your house. In fact, they're at parties, socializing. How does a parent handle that? How does a parent make those decisions?
You're listening to Parenting Today with Dr. Bob Barnes from Sheridan House Family Ministries. I'm your host, Ruthie J, and we've done a whole week talking about teens and parties, how to prepare them for that, what boundaries to set, because you do have to protect your kids. They're going out into these crazy parties where who knows what happens.
That's exactly right, what you just said. No one knows what's going to happen, and no one knows.
Scary.
And it is scary, and we're going to spend just a day on it just to review a little bit, because what happens is if we as parents are saying, you know, it's hard to take our house back, and then you imagine there are other parents that find it harder to take their house back, and they're basically just the payers for the party, sitting in the back by the pool, have no idea what's going on in that house, and so many times are afraid to even go in the house to know what's going on in that house and hope things aren't broken, but they're not supervising the house, any of the rooms, the bedrooms, anything. And then we read, hear, and see the nightly news, and three boys almost died of alcohol poisoning, and the parents in the backyard, they were in the front yard when the police showed up. The parents were in the backyard saying, I just didn't know that was going on. Whether that's true or not, it was not the party you want your child at. And it's not a matter of the socioeconomic status of the home. It's a matter of, are these parents like you? And so when you reach a point, and it's controversial because there's a lot of parents that really don't believe their children should go to parties at all anyway. I don't think that's a bad opinion. I just don't think that's the best opinion. They're probably going to go to a party at college. And so I want them to practice and have the ability to love themselves enough to say no to themselves and walk out. We spent a lot of time on this broadcast talking about the power of no, giving your child the power of no. It's so critical to give your child the power of no. It starts with my no meaning no. And as over a period of time while the child is growing up, my no always means no. It's consistent. I don't need to yell and scream. My no means no, so that my child becomes aware of the fact, if I do this, it's a no, and my mom says no means no, then I will receive a consequence. And so all of a sudden, I choose not to do this. I choose not to get the consequence. And now I've been given the power of no. I can say no to my desires and temptations. I can say no to my peers. I can say no to that party and leave. Mm-hmm. And so what we want to do really with our children is not just ban them from certain things, but create an accountability. Mm-hmm. We want to help them know, if you do this, this is what will happen. If you close the door to your bedroom and you're not dressing, you're just locking it, this is the consequence for that. If you do whatever at this party, this is the consequence.
And I know that as parents, it's a lot to think through. You have to think through a lot of scenarios, and it's a lot of work to put all these rules and stipulations on your child so that, to create these boundaries and pit them against themselves, as we've talked about earlier this week, so that they're responsible for the consequences that happen, and then you give them the power to choose.
You do. And I think we could be overwhelmed until we come up with some realizations. I visited a friend at work the other day, and actually the point of it was to go on out to lunch, and he wanted to talk to me about some parenting issues. And I watched him in full swing in what he does, and it blew me away all that he's responsible for and all the decisions he has to make and all the it was astounding to me. I said, how long did it take you to, man, just bounce those decisions and make it happen? He's in the bond business and know to do that and make that call and do this and do this and do this. And he said, well, basically didn't say it like this, but I knew I needed to do it, so I wanted to do it. It's the same thing with parenting. I think we're overwhelmed because we've not been given the training, but second of all, we've not used logic with parenting, and third of all, we've let our children, the strong child, run the show and make us believe everybody else is doing that. And my daughter firmly believed, and it might be true, I don't know, that I was the only parent in the entire high school that ever showed up and walked through a party, but I did every time. And I didn't show up to walk through a party anything other than help my child learn accountability. I don't know when dad's coming. Is this a party dad would approve of? Is it got any of the things that Barneses aren't allowed at a party with? Because if so, it'll be a while till I go anywhere. So putting her in a situation where she has to make the decision, and then as we put her in the decision to have to make the decision, she makes the decision. I yell and cheer when she says, come pick me up from this party and tell her how awesome you are. You got it. You are unbelievable. I think, honey, the next step is next time don't come alone. Next time, bring a couple of other girls with you and have them call their parents, and I'll have them over at Swenson's, and we'll be having ice cream when their parents want to pick them up there. You guys are winners. You're making the right decision. So, Tori, don't just slither out for you, although that was awesome what you did tonight. Grab a group. Time to leave, because what's going on at this party is unacceptable. Now you're accountable. We've created an accountability where ultimately my daughter will go to college and has gone and come back, graduated and come back. Accountable to God. You're accountable to God. You're going in this party with God. Would he want you to be at this party?
Are you meaning to say then that as a parent, you should be sort of all over the place to create that accountability, because that will translate into, as an adult, there's nowhere I can hide from God, sort of a Jonah. Doesn't matter how far I go, God's going to be there.
No, because that's a great passage, but I can't do what God can do. I can't be everywhere, and I can't show up all the time everywhere. But what I can do, and parties were big for me, because in my field, I knew what went on at parties, and I would hear in my office what was going on at parties. So parties were big for me as far as helping Tori realize how awesome she is, and she's worth more than what's going on at these parties. You're too good for these parties. So we don't know this party. Dad, you don't know. You're right, I don't. So here's what's going to happen. When you go to the party, if the parent leaves, is not there, turns it over to the au pair or the nanny or whatever to run the party, call me. You know, if the big sister who's home from college is running the party, call me. Because when I drop you off, I'm going to meet the parents. I've already made the phone call to introduce myself to the parents and ask a couple of questions, but I'm going to meet the parents. Basically, hey, dropping off my daughter here. Thank you. Need anything, I've given you my number. That's my mobile. Feel free to give me a call. I can be right back. Next is, because it blows me away that people will drop their child off at a party, their 10th grade daughter at a party, never even meet the parents, never even say, if anything happens, here's my number. That blows me away.
Well, because a lot of parents think, well, my child has my phone number.
So what if something happens to your child?
I'm just thinking through what the normal thoughts, and it's embarrassing to go in. I don't even want to go in because it's embarrassing for me. Go into the party, yeah. I'm like, oh, my kid's going to be made fun of on Monday because, oh, her mom came in and is checking out. And I don't want to embarrass my child either. I'm just trying to create accountability. So is there another way I can do this without embarrassing my child?
I think you could send a video camera strapped to their forehead and send them in like that. I'm not going to go in embarrassing, and I'm not going to go in screaming and doing anything weird. I'd like to, because that would be fun, but I'm not going to do that. But when I say parents there, no drugs or alcohol, and have your list, we had five things on our list. And Tori, if there's anybody sitting around making out, this is an unsupervised party. And so if any of those things happen, call me. And if you're uncomfortable anyway, call me. And if people are listening to this, they're thinking and they're realizing right now, wow, you had no social life, did you? No, I really didn't. That was okay.
Yeah, because as parents, you're like, okay, my kid wants to go to a party. I'll go to a movie. You know?
Yeah, most important thing I could ever do is my kids. Right. There's nothing more important. Launching them well will help me have a great after they're launched time.
Which you've had a great after.
Oh, yes, I have. So, you know, and then instead of picking her up at 10:30 or whatever, I'd show up at 10 and I'd go through the house to thank the parents.
She always knew you were going to come in?
Yeah, she sometimes would be waiting at the door.
Oh.
So that she didn't have to endure me coming in.
Oh, okay.
And I'd say, honey, wait right here. I just want to thank the parents.
Dad,
Wait right here. You can wait in the car if you want. I just want to thank the parents. Tori knows what I'm doing, but I'm not saying it in front of anybody else. I don't want them to hear. I'm checking it out.
Right.
Going in, hey, thank you for having this party, and thank you for inviting my daughter. You're awesome, man. And I'm walking out, and I'm looking as I'm walking out, and I'm saying, hey, you didn't make the call. You are unaccountable in this situation. Mm-hmm. You are too good for this. If you can't do this, then how do we launch to the next step, and then how do we launch to dating? It's privacy versus protection.
Mm-hmm.
I love you. You're too good to not call to say, come get me. You know, it takes your child a while to get it, but you know, on down the road, it makes them leaders. It makes them able to walk out of bad situations. It makes their child come up with the excuse. One child might have said, well, my dad would kill me if I don't call him. I got to call him. The other child will say, I don't want to be here. Come get me. So that eventually when they're driving their own cars, they have in them the ability to walk away. We've not taught today's child to walk away. And so what happens is they get lured in at a younger age into things on Facebook or whatever, and they don't know how to walk away. They get cyber bullied and they don't know what to do or how to walk away. So what we want to do is I want to give them the courage to walk away and make the right decision. If they don't make the decision, I'm here to make it for you.
What about if you have that teenager that's just shady? I mean, they know how to delete the history off the browser, Facebook chats, they can delete all kinds of things. I mean, you have their privacy settings, but teens these days know how to get around it too. And okay, you're going to check my cell phone? Okay, I know that on my way home, I'm going to delete all the texts that I don't want my parents to see.
Well, let me say something to you, honey. I got the phone bill and there was a lot of texting on here. I mean, I saw 1,400 texts this month. And when I've looked at your phone, you looked at my, I told you I was looking at your phone. When you park it, I love you. I'm looking at your phone. I want to know who's texting you. We don't have to do this. I can take the phone back. And right now you're in ninth grade, you wanted a phone. This is the first year we're practicing this thing. So if I see them deleted again, if these don't match up next time, wow, I obviously need to take the phone back for a while. I think I need to find a way not to be baffled by this child. It's not to check the child, it's to make the child strong. Mm-hmm. It's to make the child come up to me and say, Dad, I want you to look at this text. I did not start this. And that inappropriate language on that text, that's not me. I'm showing it to you. And that, as a parent, believe it or not, that's when I need to go crazy. This is awesome that you showed me that.
Right.
Thank you for showing me that. What do we need to do about this mm-hmm. person, whoever this person is? Well, it's this girl at school, and I don't know why she's texting me to get me interested or whatever. So you're going to take care of this or me? I'll take care of it, Ted. All right. But before you go, I want to say something to you. Thank you for trusting me with that. Mm-hmm. That was awesome. Mm-hmm. I'm not trying to spy behind them. I'm trying to come alongside them. And there's a part of them that doesn't know how to say no. There's a part of them that doesn't know how to walk away. They're kids. They're not supposed to know how to do that.
Even when they're teenagers and think, I can do all things for me,
of
who
course,
strengthens me.
Of course, 20-somethings think that too. Yeah, absolutely. You have to reach a point in life. I mean, there's a reason they use 20-somethings for Top Gun pilots. They actually think they can do all those things in the air. They mm-hmm. do. We have to help our children and preserve some of their childhood. Mm-hmm. And that means set some boundaries. But we have to let them practice. We have to be available when they win and come and say, I didn't do this texting or that thing on Facebook. Dad, what do I do about that? I didn't put that on my Facebook. Well, I do want you to know, we do need to figure out, because that's going to follow you. That is now in print out mm-hmm. there. And you do know that there will be a point in time very soon when colleges just look at that. They don't even need an application.
Right.
Everything technology-wise is already out there on you.
Just give me your Facebook page.
Technology from sonogram on. We will hit a point where colleges will just go after you. You fit us. We've done the demographics on you already.
Wow.
You don't even have to fill out the application. We have your life here in cyber world. And so for us as parents, I need to accept the responsibility to say these are the boundaries. Accept the responsibility to say, I love you. Yes, this is the way we're going to handle parties. I'm not going to embarrass you, but I'm not parking the car and honking. I'm going in. I'm going to thank the parent. And as I walked into that party, there were kids all over the place making out. I don't care if the parent's in the backyard. This is an unsupervised party. You're too good to be at a party like this. Mm-hmm. So we'll try again later on parties. And when we try again, get it right. Call me. Honey, I am canceling my night. I know that means nothing to you. I'm canceling my night. I'll be here at a
yeah,
moment's notice.
They don't know the prices we pay.
No, well, they want to say, Dad, you don't have a life anyway.
Right.
Yeah. But I want you to know I love you and I'm all in on this. And I am training you to be a winner and a leader. You win when you lead. You lead when you bring people with you.
What are some other areas, aside from parties, that you can create that accountability with them? You talked about texting, if there's inappropriate texts, parties. Are there any other areas maybe where you can set up that system with your child?
We're going to look at technology a lot next week and some of those areas of technology. And I think, you know, when your child's going to visit over to a friend's house that happens to be your friend, and in our case, we were not allowed to watch R-rated videos in our house until this is actually a hilarious story. Until my children went out the door, there were no R-rated videos or DVDs at our house ever. And then the last one went out the door and Roby came back for Christmas, my youngest, and looked in the DVD drawer and he found Air Force One, which is a great Harrison Ford movie mm-hmm. that's R-rated, I'm sure, for violence.
Right.
I can't believe this is here. And I said, what do you mean? It's R-rated. We never had R-rated in the house.
Uh-huh.
I said, we never had R-rated in the house when you were here. You're gone. I like this movie. I watch this movie regularly. But you're gone and you're in college now. So if you'd like to watch it with me. But when he was younger, he was at a friend's house. And when he was at Dan's house, Dan's family was allowed to watch all kinds of movies. And they were getting ready to watch something. And Roby said to the dad, can I call my dad? And Roby was probably 7th or 8th grade. And he was asking me about him. And Dad, they're getting ready to watch a movie and I'm not sure I'm allowed to watch this movie. And I said, let me talk to Mr. So-and-so. And Mr. So-and-so got on the line and I said, and he's a friend. And I mm-hmm. said, you know, I know, man, I'm weirder than you and I have different standards than you. Is there any other movie you could watch? We just don't watch those yet. And he said, yes, no problem.
Is that embarrassing for Roby, though?
No, it wasn't.
I mean, just the fact that he called you. I know parents are like, he what?
Well, it's
your
all
son
up,
did what?
It's all up to how the parent handles it.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, when you get a kid that does that, the other parent's thinking, well, I wonder if my kid's willing to do that.
Right.
But when Roby came back that night when I picked him up and I said, you were unbelievable tonight, man. You were a leader tonight. Do you realize that whole family didn't watch that because of you? You stepped up. Thank you for that. Thank you for doing that. I think we want to place on them not the burden, but the privilege of making the call. Yes, there'll be a consequence, but the privilege of making the call. I want to help my children when they feel protected, when they're out there at other people's houses, when they're at parties. I want to protect them from what's going on out there.
You've been listening to Parenting Today with Dr. Bob Barnes from Sheridan House Family Ministries on this topic of privacy versus protection. If you want more resources on parenting, you can check out Sheridan House Family Ministries website, shfm.org. And for this program, to hear previous programs, topics, even a whole week's worth that we talked about regarding parties, you can find that all online. The archives are there for you to search through parentingtoday.org. That's parentingtoday.org.